couple of stories about the fallout from the NSA spying now. First, with Vaughn Palmer, because Canadians, maybe they're a little depressed about the NSA story. Vaughn Palmer is political columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Hello, Vaughn.
Hi, Steve. We always look for the lighter side, even of the greatest outrages.
Yeah, so, you know.
So as I read this thing, you know, I only know what I read in the papers on the NSA scandal. This appears to have been a very innovative spying scandal that targeted allies, not enemies. You're spying on France, you're spying on Germany, you're spying on Spanish. And I guess as a Canadian, I go, where are we? We're your oldest friend, your biggest trading partner. Why aren't you tapping our prime minister's cell phone? Why aren't you monitoring the phone calls of Canadians? Or maybe you are, and we just haven't got around to those revelations yet.
But see, that's what I was thinking.
Anyway, yeah, that's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for that shoe to drop.
Yes, a big anti-hockey shoe is going to drop.
Of course, it may be too, Stephen. You've got to consider this as a Canadian, that it may be that our prime minister is just so embroiled in this scandal over the Senate that you can't even get him on the phone these days because he's too busy ducking calls. I don't know if that's the answer as well.
All right, Vaughn, how about the Senate scandal? What is going on?
Oh, this is like, you know, there's a whole school of scandology that focuses on stuff that is so petty and inconsequential that you wonder at going in why it ever turns into something that would embroil a prime minister. And the Senate scandal is a classic. The Canadian Senate's been an embarrassment for years. It's appointed. It's full of party hacks. The Prime Minister himself appoints the people. Senators are famous for not showing up for work, for running their offices out of Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. There's just been a string of scandals with the Senate. You know, Canadians, if they could think of a way to get rid of it, just abolish it. So you got a scandal over the Senate housing allowance. Theoretically, senators represent the regions of Canada. They represent our provinces. They represent, some of them even represent, like, districts. And so there's an expense allowance system. And if they live more than 62 miles, 100 kilometers or so from the capital, they're allowed to claim expenses on wherever they supposedly live. But everybody knows that senators live in the capital. They hang out in the capital unless they're in their vacation spot, as I say, in Mexico. So they all claim these expenses, but we've had a major, major scandal with a couple of very prominent senators. These are major media people, news media people, who got appointed to the Senate by the Prime Minister because they were sort of sympathetic to him. And one of them ended up charging $90,000 worth of expenses on his supposed residence in the province of Prince Edward Island, where he had not lived for decades. While he was also claiming residency for every other reason, medical purposes, income tax, driver's license in Ottawa. So he was claiming two different locations. The money had to be paid back. He didn't have the money. This is Senator Mike Duffy. He didn't have the money. So the Prime Minister's chief of staff wrote him a check for $90,000, or the party did.
What?
Yes, they wrote him a check. Isn't that interesting that the Prime Minister's chief of staff could afford to write a guy a check for $90,000?
Yeah.
That's interesting in itself. That sort of got everyone's attention. It goes on from there. This happened months ago. The chief of staff has stepped down, fired, left over it. Duffy is being investigated for expense account fiddling, and then it blows up again. Duffy, I guess, got mad at the way he was being turned into a scapegoat in this, got up in Parliament and made a big speech this week and dropped all sorts of other bombshells and came pretty close to suggesting that the Prime Minister himself knew about all this, although the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, has denied it. And I guess the reason this thing resonates with a lot of Canadians is because Stephen Harper's reputation is as a micromanager. He is, as public servants say in Canada, he's known for reading the footnotes in government reports. Nothing goes on in his office that doesn't pass under his eye, and yet we are expected to believe that this $90,000 check, which was designed to shut the scandal down and get the senator off the hook and, shut everything up, that the Prime Minister didn't know about it. He says he didn't. He's headed into a party convention this weekend, and this thing just won't go away. Right now, they're trying to expel these two senators that are in this scandal, plus another senator who's in another scandal, trying to expel them or suspend them from the Senate, and it's turned into an ugly battle over whether or not that is also being run out of the Prime Minister's office.
Well, Vaughn, there's the what did he know, when did he know it,
sure.
Which President Obama is facing right now as well with health care and the NSA spying. But I just wanted to support the media, the very media that these senators worked for, CTV. They're the ones that reported on this this check writing scandal.
Yeah, and you're right, Steve. It's less a story about the details of what happened here. Canadians have been scandalized by the Senate for so long that I don't think they're actually scandalized by it anymore. Nothing shocks them about the Senate. It's really what you said. It's what did the Prime Minister know and when did he know it? How could a control freak not know about this? And what is this doing to the Prime Minister's hold on power after, you know, almost 8 years in power? For the first time, you've got a scandal that's swirling around him. And for once, he doesn't look like he's in control. And that is a big story as well.
Vaughn, just the last real quick thing on this on the Columbia River Treaty. We're talking back and forth. There's no deadline on the treaty, but is there a chance that there might be a little tit for tat with the cost of energy?
Yeah, both countries. The treaty's been in place for 50 years. You manage water levels on the Columbia River for flood control to generate electricity. We store the water, spill it down at the right times of the year. You get the benefit. We share the benefit. The treaty's been in place for 50 years. It's subject to reopening next September, and both countries are deciding whether they want to do that. The debate that's opening up is the United States thinks we're getting way too much benefit, too much cash benefit out of the treaty. We sell this extra electricity in the States and get a lot of money, $3 billion over the last 15 years, so it's good for us. And the Canadians are saying, hey, you get a lot of benefit from us storing the water. We flooded our valleys. We build hydroelectric dams here. We manage water levels. You get water for recreation, irrigation, power, and flood control. And I guess what I would say is the way things are headed here, the people that signed that treaty 50 years ago, Lyndon Johnson included, had one great insight. If notice is given to reopen the treaty next year, everything stays in place for another 10 years. So we're not rushing into big change here. There's plenty of time to work it through. I think both countries, when they work it through, will see there's a lot of mutual benefit here, and you don't want to really upset the balance on either side of the border.
All right, Vaughn, I'm seeing if we can get Mr. Harper to give you that sinecure for a Senate position when you retire. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent for the Vancouver Sun. He joins us on Wednesday to talk about news from Canada on the record. Thanks, Vaughn.
Great. Bye-bye, Steve.